ויישמן ריש מנטק תפעל דינים השיוכים לערב שבס. אין הולכים בערב שבס יתר משלוש פרסות. That means a person is not permitted to leave where he is now and go someplace else. He wants to be in the second place for Shabbat. So he's only permitted to leave where he is now if the distance of the journey will be Shalosh Parsois, which is 3 hours and 36 minutes in time. Think about that, he's walking. So that means if he wants to leave early in the morning and to go someplace else for Shabbat, so he's not permitted to take a journey by foot that will take more than 3 hours and 36 minutes. The Cheshbon is because a one parsa is 72 minutes, so 72 minutes times 3 comes out 3 hours and 36 minutes. Kidei sheyagia leveitoi b'oit hayoim godo, that he'll be able to reach his destination when it's still, the day is still big. So what did he accomplish by doing this? V'yuchal lohochin tochei suda l'shabbos. That means Chazal wanted him to make sure that if he's going someplace else, he should be assured that he'll have a Suda Shabbos. And we're speaking about his man Chazal, we're not speaking about, there was no telephone, so there was, he was speaking about that the people he wants to go to for Shabbos are unaware that he's coming. So if he comes early enough, so there'll be time to prepare Tochei Suda for him. If he comes later, there will not be enough time for him to prepare, for them to prepare their Tochei Suda. Now the Mechaba says further, Vein Shehoylech Leveit Achayim. Say he intends to be a guest by somebody. Vein Shehoylech Leveit Achayim, or he's going home. But again, since the people where he wants to go to, they are unaware of his coming, so we have to give them ample time to prepare that he should have what to eat for Shabbos. Let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Yaita misholesh parsois mitchilas hayoyin v'hu korei l'shlish hayoyin. And this is a little less than a third of the day. A third of the day would be 4 hours, and this is a little bit more than 3.5 hours. Kifi mahalach ozom beinini eser parsois bayayin. A person from morning till night could walk 10 parsois. So 3 parsois is a little less than a third of the day, a little less than 4 hours. Now, what is, so here we're saying a sheer in distance, that from where he left, the distance is 3 parsoi. He said a sheer in time, but on kaponim, the distance takes, that's a little bit more than 3.5 hours. Uvin Aisaya ba'agolet, what if he's traveling when the wagon Aireche Barsus, then Aisaya b'mehera, Yuchal Licha Arba Yoiter Misholish Parsoi. So then, the shear is not in distance, that is 3 parsa away. And the distance can be much further. And we give him more time that Ad Shlish Ayon. So the Shikas Mogen Amrom is that he can have 4 hours. That means like this, we're giving him only 3.5 hours to travel in the morning. Here, if he has a faster means of transportation, we give him 4 hours. We'll soon see the reason why. The Bach said, if he has a faster means of transportation, he doesn't have to walk there, so he could, in time, not only give him another 30 minutes, he's permitted to travel to Chatzai. Ubilvat sheyamay lishpais b'yayit b'oid hayen gogol, but it's not a hefker. Well, that means he has to, he can travel after Chatzai, but he has to make his makim shvita when it's still oid hayen gogol, the day is still the store. Many hours left for the day. Where he arrives, there'll be a possibility to prepare Tzorchei Shabbos. Now, the difference between when he's walking and when he's riding on a sus, so he has a faster means of transportation. So they bring down because walking, one has to take into consideration, besides that you can only walk 3 parsa, but since he's a human being, it may well be he's going to get tired and he won't be able to. So this 3 parsa also will take longer than normal. So that's why there are more factors involved. It was not only a clear-cut time that there's after that, there's 8.5 hours left till Shabbos, there's enough time to prepare for Shabbos. That means Chazal realized that could very well be there will not be but when it comes to his destination, even though it's only a destination of 3 parsa, could be it's going to take longer than 3.5 hours. So they gave a shear of 3.5 hours, taking into consideration there might be other factors which will bring about that when he comes to his destination, there'll only be 8 hours left, 7 hours left. So that's why they gave this maximum time of 3.5 hours, hoping that I'll cut on him by walking there. After he arrives, there'll be enough time for them to prepare for Shabbos. And the Bach says, we can go a little over, but we can go till after Chatzis. Levetai, Haino, that means basically does not necessarily mean he's going back home, because it means about the place where he wants to be for Shabbos. Shoylech lebeisoy. So va'av shehu mechaven shebebeisoy yilo yoysa oynik Shabbos. Even though he is a cheshbon, that there'll be a much greater oynik Shabbos, so they won't cook so much, but he's home. So the criteria is oynik Shabbos. A fellow, he comes home later, and they won't be able to prepare so much, and he won't have cook, but on Kabbalah, there'll be a big oynik Shabbos. Mikomakim also, Shemala Yedu Klami Biyosai. Maybe they were completely unaware that's because what you write in the Simon, if they're aware of it, that he's coming, it's the Tzadikon Amachis. But if they're unaware, V'loi Echino Bishvilai, so they didn't prepare anything. So even though you feel better and more comfortable being home, though there will not be not so much food to eat because they didn't prepare. But Isaac Shabbos is totally in, not only in his feelings of comfort, but it's totally in Achil and Shnia. And if they don't have enough time to prepare, they'll be missing in Achil and Shnia. Yeah, well, the Medina is, so that's Bizman Chazal, so we have the Shia. He permitted to leave early in the morning for a 3.5 hour journey, or if he's going to a faster way of transportation, we can stretch it out to 4 hours to drive to Chazal. That's it. That, Lafi Dibrei Chazal. Medina Yisraelu, but now, the Magen Avraham brings down that this whole halacha does not apply bizmanenu. Why? Umdin es elu roi b'nei odom mechinim tochei Shabbos b'reba. That means now, when a person, when in any house, when they prepare for tochei Shabbos, there's an abundance of food is being prepared. So the mele, another guest coming, is not a calamity. When everyone prepares for Shabbos, it is prepared with an abundance. So the mele, although they didn't know about him, they will think be enough food for him. V'lochein, so the Magen Avraham says, Ein nisorim b'zeh klal. So this seat in Shulchan Aruch that we're limited to 3.5 hours and 3 parsecs, the olam is a nizor, and halachically, they are oishkalten because So we can start learning the next seat, and this seat is on the gate. Even though there is an abundance, normally there's an abundance of food wherever he'll come, and whenever he'll come late in the day, there's nothing worth to worry about. And if I'm working correctly, Zoya Lachatchile Shloyelech Ayita Asamuchleref, he should not rely on this and take this role to see an abundant kapus. He comes 5 minutes before Shabbos. The toast on the family, what's the problem? Bidnei shekamo ka'omim nicholim ayideze, by popping in 5 minutes before Shabbos, nicholim ayideze b'im b'dechilu Shabbos. With all his bonus, they can come l'chilu Shabbos. Right? Ki ba'al o'shpizu, the place where he's staying in, ayfilu b'beisoy, shabbos tomuch l'shabbos, no, I guess, good, they had left over, there was extra, but I guess came. So the normal instinct is they're going to put up more food. Mechal and Shabbos, you're putting up more food. And he came late, so by putting up food late, he can come with the full of Shabbos. The gam kamo farming yeror the layegil and mulling or vacantly by jam at Shechamamis, if we're playing around that we're saying this was not here, how much one is committed to travel as of Shabbos. So then it could come about that he could come after Shabbos also. And the Shabbos ready. The Kama Yeshua will Shabbos Yesh by Torah. Not that you're taking out the suitcases, the Tien Yechutz will come if already he comes after the Shkia, and that's Moshe, that he will. He was trying to Shvisa before, which Shvisa's Behemtoi. L'chein Kolze Yosim Ha'odam L'Libay. That means when it's getting late, the person's making his brain is here, they say, no, don't be such a bad talking. Being my lynch boy, I feel a bit far. That means if he sees it's going to be tight, when he comes home, yeah, it'll be done, finished before Shabbos, don't be a tightrope walker. The law is the Senu Hayed, the Loima Oid Hayim Godu, whatever street, it's not traffic, there's still time. No. He should be shot to someplace else. That's the myth there. The mitzvah is to be shaykh a kulo and not do it someplace else. I mean that he shouldn't come in the late to his destination. Achim Igor, Shaholach Atzeb Sheikh Adwayle in Smoshis, the Sheikh Kumgir. But what if he did? He did listen to Yitzhak, and they thought he'd make it, and already he came there, spake to Shmoshis, and he's the Sheikh Kumgir. So if he was trying to shmish him, the Sheikh Kumir must allow this besides. He's not allowed that for the city. He was in and talked and told his lady, may I go to the Sus? But he has to get off. It's already been a shmosh. He has to get off the wagon. And from the race on the wall, the Shon Yavur from Yitzhak Hashem. Now here he brings down that Hogir from he brings down like this, that from the faith of Eritrean, he brings down that he should make sure that he should come at least an hour before Shabbos. That should be the latest time. He shouldn't play with less than an hour. Then he brings down the Chazanish Lemaiser, would not leave the city after Chatzos, the Talach HaShabbos, and the cycler would also never take a journey out of Shabbos that took more than 2 hours. And then he brings down like a book or something else that he had people that are riding in a bus, and they have a husband, they'll make it before Shabbos. But if the bus driver is a yeet, it's another husband. Will the bus driver be able to go back before Shabbos? I mean, they're there. But it can't be there. But Shabbos, then. So this also has to be taken into consideration. There's a very interesting Bir Halacha that asks the Ha'olah. Very interesting Ha'olah. We just finished learning Simen Reishim Emchel. And Simon Reishim Emchel, we learned that one of the reasons of Ein Machligim Duchfina, you don't go on a ship 3 days before Shabbos, is because the first 3 days a person was seated, he threw up, he was nauseous, and if he leaves on Thursday, he'll come out, he will not be able to be in the Kayim Mitzvah, Einik Shabbos. So therefore, Chazal said, you have to leave the latest, it can be Tuesday, Saturday, Yafisik, so that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the Shabbos will be over. Fine. But we also learned, what if he's going with Bar Mitzvah? He's going with Bar Mitzvah, then he's allowed to go on the ship Friday. And what's going to be Shabbos? Shabbos, he's going to throw up. He won't eat immortals. But he's going with Bar Mitzvah. So now I have a mitzvah in front of me. I'm going with Bar Mitzvah. I'm going to die. To have it to live in that. It's just for other mitzvahs, whatever we had, different מיורים בת נכלם ובאמה, איזבן ובאמה, מצווה, צור במייס, נאו, איגוז הרדשת, תראה לי במצווה, אישה בסיבור בי אלבותי, כמו בי אלבותי, זו איסגרם את דקות המנדה, פייס. צור דמיר הלוח, מאירה, צור מחזק, here we're talking about, and we also have the same problem that he wants to leave, but he has to make sure that it's not the signs, because else they won't be told by them. So Lachayin should have said, but if he's going with Baal Mitzvah, then he's going to do a mitzvah. They won't be told. Why here, it's Mamish, the next sinning, here it doesn't say any chilek to be gone with Baal Mitzvah. Now with Baal Mitzvah here, we have a blank halacha that make sure that there's going to be food there. Then he's well still leads. He says a moyulike chilek. He says as follows. He says, there's a mitzvah of oynik Shabbos. Well, I'm doing a different mitzvah. I have now a mitzvah, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. What will be Einik Shabbos? I won't be Mekayim. I won't be Mekayim Einik Shabbos. Yeah, Erev Shabbos is a mitzvah veishinu. You have to, there's a mitzvah now to prepare for Shabbos. So by making your journey, and you're going to come to a place that won't be food, see, well, even now, Mitzvah Svechino. Now I have a Mitzvah, Erev Shabbos, I have a Mitzvah Mokhuyim to make sure there should be food for Shabbos. To make sure it should have an appetite, that's Mitzvah's Chalim Shabbos. And if I was a Hilich of the Mitzvah, then later I won't have an appetite. So that's finished. I was Isaac Bimit, I don't have an appetite. But here, Erev Shabbos is a Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to prepare, so I'm going for a mitzvah. I'm Jewish. You have a mitzvah to make sure you have food for Shabbos. Yeah. Now let us go for it under Mahaba. So this then, Ani Mili, should be Yishuv, the mocking to Yuchal Mahorin of his Shabbos. There'll be guidelines we gave. And we said that if you have to go more than that, you have to go more than three pasoish, you're not allowed to go. You have to stop there, finish. You went three pasoish, then reach your destination. You make Shabbos there. So honey, nearly shuru biyishu. That means after the three pasoish. So the shayla is, should I go through there, or I should be here for Shabbos? So the machab, that was shot, the machabas. You don't go more than three parts, then you're going to make Shabbos here. So that is Zavkin. It's after the three parts of Shuhu B'Yishu, B'Mokim Shiyuchu L'Hochim Tzolchi Shabbos. So we have two alternatives. I took my journey, it's after three parts there. So now the shayla, should I go further or make Shabbos here? So now the machabah to the stone cold prison. You make Shabbos here. That is after it's here, you can't prepare Shabbos. Avoin b'mokim shuhu shom. He actually lohokin kohokin Shabbos. You can tell me, don't go further. What I do? Tell me here. Here I also don't have any Shabbos. Oi, shayla mokim Yishu Batuach. Or where he is, could be, he could find Tolchi Shabbos, but he's not in a Mokim Batuach. He's not in a safe place over here. He's Mutalelech Afulu Kamakosu. So then, don't have an acre. As our mother says, that's in a place where the Lamaiti, here you, this one here by Nick Shabbos. So then you're allowed to go for it. Vim shola lo idiom shuhailech shom, the Shabbos. But what is if he informed them before that the people that the destination that he's going to, they were informed in advance that he's coming for Shabbos, is mutalelech kama pasois b'chol Shabbos. Then he's allowed to travel kama pasois. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shaina damid b'derech ain mosim b'tuach. He should remain that derech, but I'm not a mosim b'tuach. It's a chol atuach and b'cheskes sakonim. The chayin afilu yeish imay teida. I mean, the fool he brought along food to day toche Shabbos. Mutter leilita misham atchel lemosim b'tuach. Only Kalbaskin goes to the start of blank jacket. He's actually his hachalobe at the Machlava to smell the seat. Cotton Gimel. Deep faith. A new Allahim, which is Nagayad Yen Phoenix Shabbos. Also, Likboya, the Arab Shabbos, Sude Umlishte Shaine Rogu Bimei Hachel. That means there are Poshe to sudis that a person eats every day. No, a sudis that one eats every day is allowed to eat Erev Shabbos also. And I'm not afraid that this sudis will take away from his appetite. But we're talking about a sudis any logo be made. So we're talking about a lavish sudis. But we'll see for different reasons he's eating this lavish food there. But this lavish food there can be very much detrimental to his appetite for Shabbos. So also with Boya Be'erim Shabbos, today on which day Shane Rogo B'Meyachel. A food there on which day that we normally never eat. So he's going to overindulge Erev Shabbos. So then he's not allowed to do. Not allowed to make such a sugar. But Filo, he should have ate with him. And Filo is the student in the prayer. We'll see in the Mishnah exactly what the case is. We make quite that Shabbos. But there's a meaning of Kovit Shabbos. She reconnects with Shabbat Shahu Torah Lecho. He should enter the Shabbat that he should have an appetite. V'chol hayoyim v'chlal v'chizah. That means even though the slav is to the 10 o'clock in the morning, isn't it? To someone there. And this is the Shabbat will start the Ulos when 9 o'clock at night. Afal Pikain, if this is a Sude Sha'ino Regilo, so this can fill him up and that'll be Mekalkul his appetite for Sude Shab. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Also, it's by Elisa Mitzmore, for Isa Mishpochen in the Shlein, Shekolo Sudos the Berab Shabbat, and the Lekho, the Chmon on the Tuam, this mishpocha was Mecca min Oilam. That means the Kofshe tremendous fear that they were, they took away the Ovein, was through the Shabbos, because of that, they were taken away. Be'erev Shabbos was in Be'erev Yontif. The Yontif Nami, Mitzve Le'angoi U'Lechabdo. The Mitzvah Oinik in Kofis. But think of Suda Seirathan. Now, what was the Suda Seirathan and Suda Seirathan? This man Chazal, the Seirathan and the Seirathan were done to two different times. Seirathan means that a person was made Kiddushin, which is Kesev or Shal, and then he is Isha. The Suda is Nishmuthal of Shutoi, Chupa. That's the Suda. His Sudat Eirizim, Tapua Sudat Eirizim, Pelis, Im Eira Kaiso Lahai. He made the Eirizim Thursday. He didn't say to me also be of it to make a Sudat Eirizim. He has to make a Sudat for the Eirizim. Also, Lakhi has to the Ban of Shabbos. The half the Sudat Eirizim came with Snake. Mikoma Kamoya Loyalag Zima. I got it. If 20 Kerusim couldn't make it Thursday, a rock upon them, it should have been made Thursday. Now it the way this man is. If I'm looking to make it through the changes, but not Erev Shabbos, I will in Erev, the Erev Shabbos, because what if he made Erev from Erev Shabbos, then with the last day Sudan. It's the Erev from what allows this man of the Sudan made the Erev from Erev Shabbos. So now he's permitted to make a Sudan, the king and the Erev from Shari and Erev Shabbos. He'll have to make Erev from Erev Shabbos. Mishum Shalai, you got men or Acher, that no one else should marry her before him. He's allowed to make Erev. And if he made Erev, so the Erev creates a Chiyu Sudan, and may we show he has two villas at Damke. Rashi Shuvi, in this Sudan's Erev, it is Choshek to my Sudan's Miwer, or Pigina Benches, Mana Kabur, which will have later in the Ramon, a Sudan that this man came out Erev Shabbos, so you eat that food, even though it's a lavish Sudan. If it's the Mana Kabur, it's for Allah. The Chayt, so that's one thing. So he said to them, how does thing with Ezekiel with Thursday, don't make it through to Friday? The hanging where you are in the Ezekiel Shabbos, he made me through in the Ezekiel Shabbos, Mutalafi, so through the Gam came. The Kobok is with a Chile, Toiv, the Nochin, in Epsha, a Thilu. He did this, he made the Erev from Erev Shabbos. It would be so preferable in actually Chesha Suga Lamoche Liyem Acher. I feel of the Erev from Erev Shabbos. I mean, sneaker than he allowed to, but it's preferable not to. There is the process of about the whole thing to the Seder. I will be Sute Shavuishen Bishituchen Shalom. You make a tnoim, so there used to be a minute, they used to make us through there. Loi havi do this mitzvah. So this does not fall into the category of what the Machaber says. But he says that a Sudis Edison is manoi, may ikar then you're allowed to make us through there. When is a Sudis Edison a mitzvah when there was a relay of some cases in Star? But Stamazoi, they made a Tanoim. Stamazoi, they made a Tanoim. That is not a Sudis Mitzvah. Came close to the Mitzvah, the Gordon Mitzvah, Toffman, Dalit. All of these said, Ein Lafayt, the Bed of Shabbos, so then you're not like making of Shabbos, so then you're Nigma, a Shidduch, Boisayoi, Machuda made the Shidduch, you're not allowed to make a Sudis. Because the Suda of a Tanoim is not a Suda's Mitzvah. And Gavulka, there's a lot of stiras about Suda's Tanoim. Late in Simon Toflam, Baldi brings down, there is a Suda's Mitzvah. There's different Makaitis, the different Stevens to Mr. Dora Gruffin, it isn't through this mitzvah or not. Here he holds it's not a through this mitzvah. Or Ma'atri, maybe you shouldn't make through the Erev Shabbos. Or Ma'ashan Leigim Lech Omini Makacha Spishas Kiva Tatanoi. They serve some cake and other things. Loi mitzvah through this, you're allowed to make Erev Shabbos. Kloi HaShabbos. So the why is one not permitted to make a lavish Suda Erev Shabbos? Of the Shabbos, he should eat with Teyoho. The Yeshe Kosu Atam, Shemitech Tirdas HaSuda Leis Asku Gantolche Shabbos. Another reason. Since we're speaking about a lavish Suda, so the Asik in making this lavish Suda can bring about that he won't be a sick Kosofi Shabbos. So they bring down, there'll be enough community between the two Tamim if he's not the one that's preparing the Sudi Shabbos. If he has other people to prepare for Sudi Shabbos. So this Tam does not apply. So then there wouldn't be any problem. He can make this to the this Suda, the Slavish Suda, and the Shabbos, but of the times of the day of that would be awesome. Sheyigonesh l'Shabbes. So what is the reason that Sheyigonesh l'Shabbes should throw up lech u'shreves appetites? Even Sha'av Shabbos lo b'breiker, even though he's eating fish without the morning. They'll say when he's making an opportunity, so Marbe Pesut Osai, Shaloi in Bilusai, he's eating, this is not his normal menu, this is a lavish Suda, Shul Vayechal Balayla Litei Oven, so he won't eat the Tei Oven. So that's why it is also, that is the Mahaba. So the Mahaba is speaking about the Sudas Edison, that Edison was the day before, but not the Sudas that was the Shivish today. She's not allowed to make it today. And Mr. Bull said, the person made Edison. As if Shabbos Mikedin, you're allowed to make a Sudas Edison out of Shabbos. Ago, the Sudas Edison, Busudo shes mano the Erev Shabbos, kigoyin bris miloi pidina ben muta, kein nirali b'chein amin ikposhen. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Bris miloi, afilo in eino b'shmini l'lei dosa. Afilo, this Sudah is not yem shmini. It's a milah shalai b'zmano, kildoin sa yechayla b'shmini v'nitcheis. Mikol mokim, mikli zmano t'vua. D'chol shata v'shata zimneu. Every day there's a chiyuv to make a brit. Dosal anichay oru, hafila yonachot. Not allowed to leave them at all. V'chein b'pidyin haben, which the Zemar says is called a Suda Shebez Mano, Akilu Ovoz Mano. Akilu, they did not make the Pidyon HaBenz Kiv Mano. Mikol Mokim, Kivin Shemin Adin Akilu Achech Loishim Yoyim, Kol Shato Vishato Ram Yechiyuvi, Aleilif Taishoy, Namei Lemuto, Lassif, Gamkeis, Akilu Zim. Now, this then, that the Mishnah Berurah says, Pidyon HaBen Shalei Bismano, there's a He of Suda whenever you do it, if he brings down a Sharetin, the Lei Kemogin Avron, the Samar of the Kemogin Avron. And Avron says that he makes a Pidyon HaBen today, the 34th day. And you'll be dying when you're fighting the Shabbos, you make a Pidyon HaBen afterward. But with the Mishnah Berurah, is Machia not like the Mishnah Berurah is Machia not like the Mogen Avraham in by Tomuta? The He Gan came to the Mitzvah to the Mitzvah. They would choise up with me to the Shabbos. When we call Mogen,
So I could learn Shas in the Machaber until I made Edison that day also. The Gemara says, no, we have to add a few lines in the Machaber. The Machaber that says you don't make it to the Edison is speaking about Edison was not that day. But if Edison was that day, I'm going to say, well, you do make it to the Edison. So the Mechaber, who I've been, by a bris and nothing in the night. What's that is a niggly of the more. I mean, without the more, I could learn different shots of Mechaber. I mean, everything was built after this Lamar. There's only some room before was after the Lamar. But the Lamar is crazy. Without the Lamar, I could learn different shots of Mechaber. Yes, over the end, Yochel Asayit Apilu Mimincha Lamaylo, this is the Bayan Bris, not you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to make him in a Mincha Lamaylo, and here he says, Pidgin Aben, Buhu Adin Fiyin Mesechte, and then he brings down over here, and they show he brings down about Mincha, he can also make Erev Shabbos, but it would be preferable to make it Leil Shishi. Well, Sudas Chalamoid is the midday of Sudas Chalamoid, because it's also called Zmana Kavua, and by Sudas Rosh Chodesh, the Binka Machleke, Eishel Avram, Dorach Hashulchan, Eishel Avram says it's a mitzvah, there's a Ramor, so that there's a mitzvah to make a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So you're allowed to make it out of Shabbos, and Dorach Hashulchan says no.